Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Give me, Lord, another touch. strength to carry on.
Ooh. Sharon, today with us on Connected is Pastor Brian Tunstall, and he is from Awakening International Church, and that's in Revelock, Pennsylvania. And sir, we welcome you to today's broadcast.
Well, thank you for the invitation. It's always a really awesome time, and we get a flow of conversation going in the Lord.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, today we're going to talk about something that has been lost in many, not only church, home, schools, and that's the subject of honor.
Yes. It's true that the favor of the Lord is a shield around about us. And that word favor even, it talks about honor. There's an honor around about us. And I think there's a lot of people that have not been honored, have not been validated, have not been assured and confident that what they're walking in, even their giftings and even as a mother, as fathers, as there's just no validation these days. It's more judgment, it's more criticism, it's more pointing of the finger and the blaming. And, you know, God is wanting the culture of honor to be released back in amongst his saints. Because I believe that that the blessing is stronger than the curse. So even the honor is stronger than the dishonor. And so when we start walking and moving and activating out of the positive things that the Lord has given us, such as honor, we can break down so many walls. We can release people just because we are going the extra mile and honoring that which is in that person. And doesn't that make you feel good when somebody actually honors something that you didn't know anybody else saw, or maybe you didn't even see it? You just do it. You just move in that gift or whatever. But somebody comes up and honors you and says, I see that in you, and that blessed me. That just causes us to get even more full of zeal and compelled by love to do what the Lord has called us to do. We need this culture of honor within the kingdom of God today.
Absolutely. You know, I'm thinking of our recent missions trip to Mexico City, Mexico, in January. And we went over there. We raised the money. We went over there. The Lord sent us there. There was an open door. And we began to bless the congregation, the teens challenge group that was there, the pastor of the church that was there. And as we were blessing them, the pastor started watching his countenance, how that he was not really used to receiving that kind of an honor. But yet in return, when we left the missions field over there, he presented us with a handful of money. He wanted to bless us. We didn't want to take it, but of course, out of honor and out of respect toward that pastor, we went ahead and took that money, and we're using it for the glory of God.
Honor opens doors, doesn't it?
It does open doors.
It brings us into another place of favor when we give honor.
It's true. It's for some people, it's hard for them to speak out of their self and to bring forth that honor. And so I think sometimes when we are unable to bring that honor forth, it could be that we have been dishonored in so many ways and doors have been closed on us.
That's right.
So it's really almost impossible for us to do what we have not seen done to us. Mm-hmm. And so when we, but there's got to be a place, there's got to be an ignition within us to ignite that honor. We've got to start somewhere and do it. And it's like a backwash. When we pour that honor out, it comes back with such a huge, huge effect on us. I just encourage everyone listening to pull it out of the depths of who you are and start honoring. We can all find a million things wrong with each other, but why waste all of our conversation and energy on the negative? You know, let's think on the good, lovely, the pure, the good report, and let's just pour it out on others. And and there's nothing like that one that you can see that is oppressed, and you start honoring them and pulling out, revealing to them the wonderful things that God has done for them. You can see the smile and you can see the countenance rise.
That's right.
Amen. We'll be right back with Pastor Brian Tunstall.
The death will heal.
Sharon, we're back with Pastor Brian Tunstall from Awakening International Church. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's in Revelock, Pennsylvania, our special friend, our brother in the Lord. And we appreciate his ministry so very much.
Amen.
Yes, and we are talking about the subject of honor, and we're to prefer one another. Matter of fact, before we came here today and came on the air, we were sitting in at the restaurant eating some vittles, and we were talking about this very same subject.
We were, and the opposite of honor is competition and jealousy, and that is a really dangerous place because when we become jealous or competitive with another in the body of Christ, we actually come into agreement with Satan. And when we come into agreement with Satan, even as children of the Most High God, Spirit-filled, saved children, we can still unleash something up on our brothers and sisters. So it's kind of like Cain and Abel. You know, Abel brought the gifting of the sacrificial offering of the meat, and Cain brought his fruit. They were both of the best of what they had. They both were good offerings. You know, actually, Cain's probably was a little bit better because it had no cholesterol and it was low carb, you know. But that shows me that our God is a carnivorous lover of meat, and I'm justifying myself right now. Okay? But they were both good offerings, but it was out of the obedience. But the thing was, Cain became jealous of Abel because he felt like he had been displaced. He felt like, well, God loves him better. God loved the sacrifice better because the sacrifice was what he asked for.
That's it.
You know, he asked for that. And so it's just a matter of obedience. And so the jealousy broke in. But isn't that exactly what the enemy is up to from the very beginning till now? What did he do with Adam and Eve? He came in and tried to create. He was so jealous that he was displaced. You know, the enemy was displaced. Oh, son of the morning, you know. He was cast down to the earth. But what did he do? He came and he seduced because he was so jealous that this man and woman were walking in what he was supposed to have. But he wasn't obedient. So, you know, I think there's a really great fear in the body of Christ that people are going – that some people are insecure that they're going to be displaced. That, well, you know, well, Sister Sue gets treated a little bit better than me, or, you know, Brother Joe is, you know, look at the pastor is treating him a little bit better than me. And it's not about that at all. It's about, you know, certain situations and relationships at certain times according to the mission and the job that needs to be done.
Come on, now,
and
this
it's
is
all,
it.
It's, you know, this everybody is loved. You know, I love that in where the Isaiah prophesied that the valley was coming, was being raised up, and the mountains were being brought low, that it was going to be a plain.
Absolutely.
That shows me we're all standing on the same level. And so it's not about, oh, I'm going to be displaced. But I've seen that in ministry over and over. When someone will start entertaining the thoughts of the enemy, they don't cast it out, but they come into agreement with what the enemy has said to them. Because the warfare is still in the minds, oh, saints of the Most High God. It's still there. And so there's times we have to say, that's not my thought, and you get out. I'm not going to be talking about my brother, my sister, my local church, my pastor. I'm not going to be there. I am going to honor. I'm going to do the opposite thing. And so, you know, we see that where Cain did not. We see that Adam and Eve did not do the honorable thing. And this is just a day where we must.
Well, before we go, it can happen to any of us.
It can.
That insecurity. It's happened to me before. There was a minister that just started in ministry, been in ministry 2 years, a female minister. And she walked in with this big diamond ring that somebody sewed into her. And she had all these honorariums. And I was going, and I'd been preaching for 30 years, and I'm getting $100 here and $50 there. And I remember that green-eyed monster tried to take me and said, you know, God prefers her over you. And then it hit me. We're to rejoice with them.
That's right.
And I saw, man, if God did that for her, I'm next in line.
Amen.
Because we're
praise
connected.
God. That's right.
But it can happen to any of us, and we have to see it for what it is and repent of that.
Yes, yes. And that's just it. Repentance is the beautiful way of living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that my repentance isn't about me doing all these good works to get God's favor. It's about me just changing my mind. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
I just change my mind and say, yeah, you're right, Lord. And that's I'm going to take on the higher way of thinking that you've taught us.
Mm. Amen. Before we go, tell us about your church.
Well, we are Awakening International Church out of Revelock, and we just love to worship, and we love to call in the presence of the Lord. So the ministry is very strong in worship and in intercession. We really believe that as the priests of the Lord, we stand between heaven and earth, and we pull them together and
praise
see
God.
God's Spirit come and do miraculous, wonderful, glorious things.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.